Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Turn it up.
Closest person next to you will take two shots. Thank you. Hey y'all, what's up? We on set of my first live, Carisha Please. Right here at Revolt World. We about to get into some things. We about to get into some smoke with the one and only Ari the Dunn. Y'all make some noise for Ari.
Good at bad if you look. Good at bad if you look. Good at bad.
Act bad, act bad. Act bad, act bad. Hey, y'all. Bartender. Oh, bitch. Well, before we get into some things, I just want to say you look great.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You look so good. And bartender, can we get a Carisha, please?
This interview is being brought to you by Deleon Tequila, owned by a black man. Goes down smooth. Now back to more Carisha, Please.
You ain't pregnant, is you?
I don't know.
So,
why you holding it like a dick?
Because that's like what I might have in my mouth later.
No. Me too.
Are you not right now? Okay. We just started. Started. So, you got your makeup line that you just came out with. How did that come about? Like, what made you want to get into makeup?
Because I've been doing makeup. Well, I learned how to do my makeup when I was like 18. Probably a little bit before that. Because I used to work at the club.
Doing, you know, what?
I was a bartender and a waitress.
Okay.
I wanted to be a stripper, but I didn't have the balls. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to just bartend and waitress and see if one day I get a little. But I had learned how to do my makeup because them beats was getting a little expensive. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to learn. So I sit on YouTube and I learned how to do my makeup. And I just always been into like makeup, like looking real good. I always want to look polished. So I'm like, I want to learn how to make myself look really pretty. So I started learning about different products and I just went from there. But I never was like, I want to have a makeup line. I just was always like, I really, really like makeup and it just made sense for me.
So what about Remedy Swim, your bathing suit line?
Because, you know, I'm always naked. So it's like, if you don't want to do lingerie, you got to do swim.
So what can you say you learned about, like, operating a business?
I'm still learning. And it's real, real difficult. But I do know, I have learned a lot. But every day I literally am learning something new with business. Mm-hmm. I still don't know everything. I'm still trying to learn. We talked about that class. You've been doing good?
Yeah. No, I feel like, so, you know, I got Carisha Please, which is the Rishu that, and I got, like, a little merch. And I feel like, you know, when you start, when I first got into it, I was making so much money to the point I was just spending the money. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even, like, taking the taxes out or just really learning, like, about operating a business. Yeah. I didn't even care about operating a business. I just wanted to make my money up. I made my money. I was just on some, put the shit on the website. As soon as I get my money, I'd be like, oh, shit, I made a million.
Okay.
But not really understand what it is to, like, operate a business. So it was one of the things where I want to, like, take a class and really learn, like, how to properly operate a business, which me and you were talking about. And I think it's just very important to know the ins and outs to operate a business.
Yeah.
Because there's so many pros and cons to it.
Yeah.
So that's all I was like.
You doing good. You can spend your million. You got a lot more.
But you got to make sure you put your taxes to the side, though.
Shit show.
Because if not...
If they ain't tell me that... If my manager and my business partners wasn't paying them shit taxes on the business, baby, taxes wouldn't be paid. I wouldn't do it. I'd be like,
Yes, I want to say, like, what's something you learned, though? Like, what's something that you learned, like, operating the business? Like, what's something that you could say that you learned from, like, having your businesses?
Customer service. You have to be very nice. the customer is always right.
Yeah,
they are. So you can't be, you know, my mouth full of, like, okay, girl, well, don't get it. And it's like, you know, like, okay, that's not the way to go. You know, you got to learn how to talk to people and be a real businesswoman. So I think customer service and just learning in that aspect is, like, it's top priority in a business.
Customer's always right, but sometimes you got to cuss their ass out, too. Because it's like, you can buy my shit, but you still got me fucked up.
Okay.
And your order going to be there tomorrow.
But don't, not too much.
Oh, so you're not a cook, right?
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about your little cookie show. Mm-hmm. How you not a cook? What made you want to, like, start your cookie show?
It was really just random. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't... I started doing a cooking show for fun. It mm-hmm. wasn't even about, like, oh, I want to do this and take it serious. Like, this was never, like, no dream, like, a cooking. I just like to cook. It's therapeutic to me, so... I was cooking. I was like, you should just do a cooking show. But it was always for fun. Mm-hmm. And then once I got that first YouTube check, I was like, oh, this shit ain't fun. This shit ain't no game no more. Like, we dead serious. I'm looking up the ingredients. I'm getting this shit right. Like, this is not, that YouTube money is different. I said, oh, yeah, baby, I'm taking this serious. I want to get me some chef outfits and shit. I said, baby, I'm finna let them know it's time.
So when you gonna bring me on there? Because I told you I like lamb chop, wagyu, yellowtail.
See, I don't know about
hibachi rice.
Carisha, you don't even know how to make that. I don't know how to make that shit.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta.
I'm gonna get it together, and you gonna come on there. We gonna do it.
I wanna do it at your house.
Oh, okay. We could do it at my house.
I might want to go upstairs after.
Let's go. We could go to the back now. It's nothing. Carisha, please.
Ari, please.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
So what you would say is your favorite meal to cook?
Spaghetti. I love spaghetti.
Ari, that don't count. I can make spaghetti now.
I swear to God. Spaghetti. It's like, I love pasta. Mm-hmm. So I'm really like, I don't know. It's just something about spaghetti.
So you know how to cook Italian food?
A little bit.
What type of spaghetti? Like, I'm saying, you know, you got, like, white spaghetti, red spaghetti.
Red spaghetti. What's white spaghetti, Carisha? You've been on TikTok.
That's that TikTok spaghetti, bitch. You talking about some white spaghetti. What kind of spaghetti your grandma be making?
You don't supposed to let women cook spaghetti for you.
Huh?
You know that. That's the same.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you a funny story. When I first met Mario, right? He like, yeah, I want you to cook me some food. He finna be mad, y'all. I got a little secret. So
you put this in there?
No.
Oh.
But I'm the first time, you know, it's my first time, so I'm like, damn, what if I mess it up or he don't like it? Girl, I called my chef over there. I said, I need you to make me some real good pasta.
Well, I be doing that.
For real?
Yeah.
Bitch, he texted me, I dropped it off at the studio, like, yeah, I just made y'all some, you and the guys. You know? He called me like, yeah, the baby ain't here saying this shit good as hell. I'm like, that's nothing. Like,
but you know how to cook it now, though, right?
I do. I made the garlic bread, but that was like some pasta. I should have made some garlic bread.
They
say you got to put a little bit of your stuff in there. And then after that, he never, ever, from that time forward, he was like, I don't want to eat no more red sauce from you. Because he know my people from New Orleans. Uh-huh. He like... I don't know. You might be on some little voodoo to me or something.
Mm-hmm.
That voodoo wasn't in that pasta. That voodoo was something else.
I know that's right. It's like niggas between my legs. I ain't got to put in the pasta.
Oh, period.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
This is going to be a mess.
Okay. So... you now into reality TV show. You was on Impact Atlanta. How was that? Like, opening up to the world, you know, letting them in your personal life. Do you like it?
I do. I like it because I feel like that other people can really see a different side of me. And also to help other people. Because things that I do on the show is things that I'm really battling with in real life. And I feel like that other people are going through it. And it was, like, even a push for me, like, this is something that I wanted to do, but I always been scared to do it. And it's like when you do TV, I just was talking about this on Twitter. It's literally like pulling your pants down and showing your bare ass to the whole world. Mm-hmm. And like expecting like, I don't know what they're going to think.
Yeah,
it look good bare though, but like it's challenging, but it's a good outcome. And I do like it. And I think that I always kind of forget that the cameras are there. Mm-hmm. So it just be me just being natural. And it's not like a scripted thing. People be thinking like, oh, that's scripted. That's fake. Everything that I do on the show is real. I don't play no, can y'all talk about, no, I'm going to talk about and I'm going to do what I'm comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I do like it. It's cool.
So on the show, you and Jada was like going through something. Are you and Jada still cool?
No.
Why not?
I think that it is about the show. take your time. Okay, look. I think what happened is that I was like the fan favorite on the show. And I think like I went in like raw and showing just me. I wasn't being like, oh, glitz and glam. Like, you know, that's just with the lifestyle regardless. Like, and I went and I was giving like deeper things into me. And I think that she showed more of like, I'm a boss. You know, and it's like people were like they gravitated to me because of how I was. Mm-hmm. And I think that she didn't like that. And she felt like I had a motive to steal the shine. I don't know. Like, I think it was just something personal with like how she felt. But it's all love, though. It ain't no beef or no shit like that.
So do you think y'all could ever be cool again?
No, I don't have a desire to be cool. Y'all messy.
So at one point in time, you and Tay was like besties, and y'all are besties, but y'all was like inseparable. Y'all did everything together, and it seemed like now y'all look a little distant. He was like your hairstylist; he did your hair every time. Now you got like, you know, you go to other people. What's the relationship like with you and Tay? Like, are y'all still close or?
Yes, me and Tay, we super close. Deontay is a Pisces, and he's very like you mine. Mm-hmm. So like, if I do something with somebody else, he hate it. He getting real mad, and he just get envious and jealous. Like, he won't talk to me. He won't answer the phone. It's like, I had to do something. Like, how you mad I had to get my hair done for somebody else? Like, I got stuff to do. I got a baby at home. I got people to take care of. He don't want to hear it. But, yeah, we still cool. We the best of friends. I love Deontay. I still call him, put him in my business. Like, hey, bitch. You know, but he just jealous.
So then, how did you and Tucson get so close? Because that was Tay's assistant.
I don't even know how that happened. It was not supposed to happen. Tucson, he just somebody who, he just gravitates to you. It's like, when I first met Tucson, I got into him real bad because he said he was going to whoop my dog. Bitch, don't play with me about my dog. That was my baby. And I'm like, you finna whoop who dog? And I got real mad, and I was like, finna fight him. Mm. And then he was like, I'm finna whoop your dog. And I was like, oh, I like him.
So whatever happened to the dog?
He with my grandma. Oh, that one, the first one with my grandma. The
what was the first one named?
Prince.
That's the one that used to be like a little feisty.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the second dog?
Shut up. I forgot the damn dog name. I don't know. But, yeah, we got into it over my dog. And then he was just around a lot. And he a cool, funny-ass person. I just like his vibe. He just a cool-ass nigga.
So is he really obsessed with you?
He really is obsessed. That's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not a game. And it really bothers me. And I want him to take some type of counseling or something, some therapy. It's annoying. He just... I'm not even going to tell you what you tried to do to me in the back. I just had to almost knock him out. They told him, Tucson, stop. You doing too much. He don't know when to stop. That's his problem.
Sometimes you need somebody that's obsessed with you, though.
Not him. He like men like me.
You never know. You a fine-ass bitch now.
Okay, he's talking about, boy, come on over here.
That ass too big. You can't pants on it. So... do you still hold a grudge against your sister?
Which sister?
The one on the show. The one.
No.
You don't?
No. We actually have a really good relationship now.
How many sisters you got?
One, two, like five. It's a couple of them. Five. Yes, five. Mm-hmm.
So y'all over that point, you don't got the grudge against her no more? You don't have the grudge against her no more?
No, I don't. I think that after the first time that I said what I said to her on the show, that was my very first time. I didn't even know how I was going to say it. We needed that counseling. You see, we needed that lady right there because I probably would have never said that to her. And I think that after that, it helped our relationship grow because she genuinely know how I felt. I know how she felt because I didn't understand her point of view either. So it was like, damn, I never looked at how she felt and where her mind was, you know, so... I think that, we moved past it. We're doing good.
Okay, so that wrap up segment one. We got to take a shot before we get into segment two. So, bartender, can we get a shot?
You're going to jail. How many shots we got to take? Because I know what you're trying to get. I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, you know, before we get to the smoke, you got to loosen up because it'd be real smoky.
I'm going to be canceled by the end of this shit.
Cheers, bitch.
Take that whole shot. Go ahead. There you go.
So, every episode, I always got to do a mental health check-in because mental health is so important, especially when it comes to black people. How are you mentally right now?
I'm good right now, actually. I feel like I'm in a really good space mentally.
That's good. So, it's been 10 years since your brother passed in. How do you deal with grief?
I don't really... every day, just I'm still dealing with it. Like, I think that I'm at a point where I'm not so mean. I think I used to be mean for a long time. It made me real evil. And I think that I'm over being, like, mad and, like, questioning God, feeling like, God, why would you do, like, I feel like I'm past that part. And that's a really, really, really big step for me because I hold grudges. Mm-hmm. So I think that, like, I'm over the why part, but I'm still dealing with just everything else. Like, every single day, it's still hard. I think about my brother literally every day. Literally, like, it's not one day that go past I do not think about him.
So it is. I feel like with death, it's no, like, I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like people got different stages in grieving, but I feel like the first step in grieving is acceptance. Like, once you accept it, life get better. Like, once you accept that person is gone, I feel like over time it get better. Because when you don't, it's like you not accepting reality.
Yeah.
So I feel like once you get past that part, everything else, it kind of like get a little smoother, but it may get harder. So on the show, you and your sister went to therapy.
Yeah.
Is that something that's like working for you?
Yeah, and I think it worked because for me, it's like when you have somebody to kind of mediate or really get it out of you, it just makes it smoother. So, like, if I say something, it could come off, like, harsh. But if I'm saying it in front of somebody else, she can explain to you kind of what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
Like, break
it
down.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to be malicious or be crazy or, you know what I'm saying, be mad at you. I just say it the only way I know how to say it, you know? So I think that having somebody there to guide you through bringing out your emotions and how you feel is really helpful.
You talked about having postpartum depression. What was that like?
It was terrible. I used to live on a 53rd floor. I swear to God, I thought about jumping off the balcony. That's how fucked up I was. I was like, I cannot do this. And then my baby started crying, and I was like, I can't do that. But I was fucked up. I swear to God, I was sitting in my bed like, I just want to fucking jump. I felt so lonely. Like, I felt like my whole world was over. And I never thought that I could. That was the, besides my brother passing, them two things are, like, the darkest places to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so blessed that I'm out of that space. That's why I got such a big respect for mothers, because that shit is hard.
Mm-hmm. No, it is.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
That is, when I first had my son, I was young, and I had to adapt to, like, not having a responsibility, mm-hmm. to having a responsibility, because I was like a rock star. Like,
you're still a rock star, bitch.
No, I am, but it was like different when, like, you know, sometimes you gotta fall back on, yeah. You know, a lot of things. So when it finally kicked in, it's like, girl, you gotta take care of this baby. Mm-hmm. I started like going through like, oh my God, why I did this and like stuff like that. So it's like a real mental thing. You gotta learn how to like fight through it. Mm-hmm. So for people that's going through postpartum depression, what would you tell them? What advice would you give them?
I honestly just take it day by day. I don't like even thinking about being in that space. It's nothing nobody could tell me. It's nothing nobody could like do for me. It's just a phase that you go through, and you just got to get through it. Like, you just got to deal with it every day. But just be strong. And being a mother is being strong, you know? Mm-hmm. Making sure that you're there for your child. I just think that if you think about your baby and how much your child needs you, it's going to, you know, get you to just, okay, I got to keep going, keep going, keep going. I think it's just something you deal with every day. I don't think that it's like, no, truthfully, like, I don't have no real advice that I could really give, because it's just a really dark place. I just say take it day by day. Take it slow.
Okay. So let's get into motherhood. How do you balance being a mother with all the things going on in your life, like being on the road,
here today, gone tomorrow? Like, how do you balance the two?
First, my mom, she is, baby, I don't know what I'll do without my mama. And letting my team know, like, that, well, they already know, but, you know, like, my son is priority, so anything that I gotta do this week for this month, everything for my son is blocked off, and it's not a question. It's not, damn, you think you could push? No. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to my child, all bets is off. Like, this is his time. I'm always going to be there. I don't care what it is. I don't care how much money on the table. When it comes to this little boy, I said no, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to be there for my child. And they know that's how I am. So I think that just making sure that everybody around you get a respect for, you know, like, she's a mom first, regardless. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a mother first. Like, all that business, bad bitch, that shit is after. Like, mommy is first.
I love that, bitch. You are a mother.
I'm a mother.
So, the internet like to play games and love to do, like, your son thing. How do you feel like about that? Is that one of the things where you like, okay, I want to keep my son off the internet, or you just, like, how do you deal with that? Like, people speaking on your son, playing games.
I think it irritated me a lot at first, but now it's like, it's y'all lame. Like, and y'all talking about, it still irritate me a little bit, though. Like, sometimes it's like, why y'all playing with my son? Like, people die behind stuff like that. You don't play with nobody's kids.
Yeah.
So it's still a little irritating, but it's like, y'all lame. Like,
yeah, that's lame as fuck.
Yeah, that's lame. It's just like, y'all just lame. Like, just stop. Why are you talking? You're talking about a 5-year-old. Mm-hmm. But it's irritating. But it don't bother me as much as it. At first, bitch, I was furious. I'm ready to go find whoever on Instagram. Shut this shit down. Because they playing too many games.
No, they do. They play too many games. That's why I don't really... I can't do the mothering on the internet. Maybe yeah. I'll be counseled today and tomorrow, and yeah. I'll be gone. Because they be my mouth and my kids. Yeah. It's just two different things. Like, I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to, like, handle that. Yeah. So you were real open about having a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. How was that? Like, mentally, like, was that challenging, like, having a miscarriage? Because some people, I had a miscarriage before, and I felt like I wanted to kill myself. That's how bad it was, like, carrying a child. You know how, like, sometimes you develop a bun, and it's like it's gone now.
I was sad because at that time I was thinking about actually gonna go ahead and have a baby. So it was like, damn, it's just over. I think I wouldn't say that I was like depressed, but I was real sad about it. Like, I just wanted to just sit in my room and just block the world out. So it fucked me up a little bit, but I don't know. It was a terrible thing. It was a bad feeling. This shit hurt, too. I was in a hospital, and then I had... I don't know if I said.
Do you want more kids?
Nah. I always say I want to have a daughter, but I don't think I want to do it.
Why not?
Girl, that's too much. These kids, it's like...
So Mario got, like, what, 8 kids?
8.
So was that ever like a no for you? Like, nah, that nigga got 8 kids. I ain't going over there.
No, so let me tell you. You know, I'm going to be honest. So in the beginning, like, I knew that he had the kids, right? But I was so, we was just doing us. So I never really got to feel like him as a father, you know, like being around his kids. Because in the beginning, it's just like, it's just me and him. You know, like, we meeting each other in places. We doing this. We having fun. It was just all about us. My mind never really wrapped around the fact that the nigga had 8 kids. Because I'm not, like, really dealing with the kids. You know, like, I just kind of, you know, your first time met somebody, it's like, I ain't really trying to get in your
business. Vibing with him.
Yeah, we vibing.
He
got
to ease the kids in. Like,
yeah, you know, one by one. Slide him. And I'm like, and then one day I went to Memphis. Girl, we at the house. He's like, yeah, the kids coming up. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, finna meet his kids for the first time. Girl, this man wasn't saying he was finna go to the studio. I said, are you gonna take the kids? He said, no, I was gonna leave me with you. I said, oh, and I think that's when it hit me, like, oh, this shit for real. Like, oh, we together. You finna go to the studio, gonna leave your kids here with me?
So did you watch them?
I did. I let them tell the house.
So
up
you be
too.
Watching the kids?
I do be watching the kids.
Okay, so how is it being a stepmom?
It's pretty cool. Like, they good kids. Like, they not bad. They not disrespectful. Like, it's cool, but it's a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of them.
So would you date another nigga after him when they got kids?
No, not that many. But I'm not going to date no other nigga, Carisha.
Okay, let's be clear then. Clean it up.
So I'm just going to deal with these eight.
Okay, well, since we on the subject, because I was going to save it for the smoke, but I got to like let it flow in. He cheated on you. Why you stay with any guy after he cheated on you?
Huh? No, I didn't hear you for real. What'd you say?
I said it was a rumor that he cheated on you. I don't know if you confirmed it or not.
No, that nigga cheated.
So why did you stay with him after he cheated on you? What made you forgive him? I say that because everybody cheat. Let's be real. All these niggas cheat. If you want to put it on the floor. Can I get an amen?
Carisha, girls be cheating too.
You be cheating?
I ain't say that. I said girls be cheating too.
But I said when he cheated, did you cheat back?
Nope. Black women don't cheat.
I know that's why.
You know, he said he was going to talk to the lady.
Did he talk to the lady?
He talked to the lady.
What the lady said?
She said he got to do right or she going to kill you.
I know.
He went and talked to the lady. Girl, you know how they do. They make all these big minor changes for 2 weeks. He done went and got my name tatted, bought a car. I said, all right, nigga, I'm just saying you. But no, I was off him though. Like on some real shit, I was straight on him. I wouldn't talk to him, nothing. Like I cold turkey cut that nigga off.
Ooh,
almost.
As
almost.
You should.
And then I don't know. You know what it is? I was thinking, and I'm like, damn, I hate to say this because I don't want nobody thinking they could go be cheating and playing. But I think that if I leave you, and my thing too is that you get one chance to play with me to get caught. Because I don't know, you know, if you get caught that after that one time again, your ass is smoked. It's over for you. I'm not fucking with you no more. So that was his one chance. But I do think that when people cheat, I just lost my train of thought.
When they cheat, they just gonna keep cheating. But they just probably gonna do it a little.
Oh, no. I was gonna say
they probably gonna try to clean it up a little more.
Cause
you know what I like when niggas cheat? The gifts get bigger.
They get big, bitch. Oh, my mama, them shits get big. They get huge. Somebody think I might want to set this nigga up to cheat again.
Thank you.
A bitch. I'm saying I didn't get house, car, all type of shit.
Why you even get Allie?
Okay. Hello.
Okay, no, for real. Why you took him back?
Limba Chicken Chamin, Retro aka Big Wara.
Yo, it's Big Fred, aka Dati Tuzawadi Podcast.
Kiki Tubafetu, and we are the Sobering Podcast.
Tune in to us every second Wednesday for fire conversations and interviews about South African music, sneakers, and street culture.
Check us out on the Revolt Podcast Network.
Shout out to our moms.
Why you took that nigga back after he cheated?
Why did I take him back?
Yeah.
Okay, this is why for real. It's hot, y'all. Because I feel like that, okay, I'm going to leave him and I'm going to go be with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And he going to cheat too.
Yep.
Hopefully he don't, but he going to cheat too. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I'm going to keep getting cheated on by the rest of the 30 niggas. So I might as well stay here and give him another chance and see if he could figure it out. And that's what I did. I gave him another chance.
So his birthday was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And y'all keep buying each other rings.
I ain't gave him no ring.
You ain't buying a ring?
No, he bought me a ring on his birthday.
So, ooh.
Another one.
Show the camera again. Put it out there. Let me see.
Where's that?
Okay, so are y'all planning on getting married?
I know.
Do you want to get married?
I don't really want to get married.
Why not?
I feel like right now the space that I'm in, we are still learning, and I think that it's in order to marry somebody, right? I think like even after I almost been in my relationship for 5 years, so it's still, I know that he still got trauma and he's still battling with stuff that he don't even want to talk to me about. And I know that because I'm still dealing with stuff that I'm not ready to talk to him about. And I feel like I know him in and out, which I do, but it's still things that people, that it takes time and a relationship is a process. And I think that once you get to the space of like, just, we are just each other's equal, like we are whole, you know, like it's nothing else. I've expressed everything to you. I've gave you every single part of me. Like, once you get to that space, I feel like that's when marriage is important, you know? Like, and I'm young. I'm 28. Like, I don't want to put no, like, I don't want to force him to feel like that, oh, you gotta marry me or I'm going to leave you, you know? Like, we still young. We still figuring out life. We still traveling. We still working. We doing a lot. We just now really living with each other for real again because I kicked him out the first time. But, you know, I just think that marriage for me right now is not important. I'm not going to say I don't ever want to get married because I have, my mindset has changed. I used to always say, like, no, I don't want to get married. I'm not interested in marriage. But I think that now, later on, like, you know, it could be something that I would want to think about and do. But it's just not what I see for, like, now.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility. And
most, you want to get married?
No, most married men are tricks.
They are.
Yeah, they be tricking. I be like, I feel bad for your wife. I just don't believe it. I won't say I won't believe in marriage, but I feel like most married couples are unhappy. I see a lot of people that's married and they're not happy. It's like, it's a title on them and you got to act a certain way. You got to do this because you're a wife. You got to do this because you're a husband. Yeah. It's like, it's too much. And it costs a lot of money to be married. Like the wedding, then y'all want to get divorced. I got to run you down. Okay. You ain't ready to sign the papers. I still got your last name. Hell nah, nigga. I'm going to pack your shit. Go get the fuck out. And you my ex. And that shit's dead.
Okay.
That's that on that. Maybe later on down in life, I probably don't want to be married. But right now, no. I'm not big on that.
Alright.
Ready for the smoke?
Oh, bitch.
Shot o'clock. Are you probably need like a double shot of something.
Carisha. Oh, my God.
Carisha,
it's
please.
It's time, y'all. It's time.
Bartender.
Time to go, bitch. It's time to go.
No, it's going to be fun. Smoke is fun.
This is not good.
Okay, in the meantime, between time, why they bringing the shots?
You want to go do it in the back? Come on.
Ooh.
Can I get some water, please?
Can we get some water, some fans? Thank you. Hey, Tucson.
How did you find a seat in the front?
Okay, so this is my first live, y'all. So I want to do something spicy. I want to spice it up. Who in the audience want to ask Ari something? Y'all paid y'all money. Y'all better make it worth the while.
That's against the rules.
I'm going to take some questions for the crowd. I'm going to do my little smoke, and then I'm going to let y'all ask Ari something.
Oh, this is insane.
All right, so let's go. Cheers to the smoke.
Cheers.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Mind y'all business. Y'all want some shots? Bartender, can we get a crowd some shots? Can we pass out some shots in the crowd? Like, we got a whole bunch of Deliani here. Y'all want Reposado or Blanco? I know that's right.
They're like, Reposado!
It's time to add bad. Let's do a little commercial break. Play add bad while we get the shots ready for the crowd.
This interview is being brought to you by Deliani Tequila, owned by a black man. Goes down smooth. Now back to more Carisha, please.
So we gonna start in a stand. Oh, not you the first question, Tusa. You know what? We gonna go to the audience. What do you want to ask Ari?
Y'all got a good team in here, I can tell you that. Period.
Black excellence, baby.
For sure. I ain't seen no Karens in this motherfucker. But my question is for Ari.
Okay, nigga.
Hey, why does it feel like Jerry Springer?
Right.
So first, I just want to let you know that you are my rock, and I love you. My question is, how is it dealing with, like, your boyfriend and me at the same time? Like, how is that? Like, is that challenging?
It's very easy.
Oh, you just that bitch.
Yes.
Susan, give them their fucking mic back. All
right, bye.
Okay, real bad. I know that's right.
She got her shirt on, period.
Hey, Ari.
Hey,
Carisha.
Hi.
So my question is for both of you. What advice...
Oh, that's you interviewing me, too.
Yeah.
Let her know.
So what advice would you have to give to younger girls? If you could give yourself advice when you were younger, what advice would you give? Just anything.
Carisha, you go first.
God damn, I hate going first. I just say, like, you know, to just take your time. I feel like a lot of times you rush to get somewhere, looking at other people, focusing on other people. You got to run at your own race. Whatever is for you is for you. God already had it written. So I just say, take your time, focus, stay focused on you. Don't worry about nothing that nobody got going on around you. That's just noise. And, you know, just take your time and the sky's the limit.
I love that answer, Carisha, and I'm just, that's the answer for me as well, you know? I just feel like that answer was so good, I don't know how to answer after that. Just keep going, baby, you look good. You know what I'm saying? Stay in school if that's what you're doing. If not, just follow your dreams, follow your heart, okay? Don't let nobody tell you what you can and cannot do.
Thank you, love y'all.
And I love you, too.
Thank you. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What's up, Carisha? Congratulations on your first live show.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, real quick, we can do two things. We can either do a real question or a Risha Roulette question. We brought y'all cards and been interviewing people. Which one y'all want to do real quick?
I want to get to the real question first, because Risha Roulette, I don't know, I might be doing something. I ain't got no business.
Period. Okay, cool. So, this morning, my son's father called me, was upset that my boyfriend...
That nigga.
Fuck him.
No, I'm playing.
No, really, fuck him. But he was upset that my boyfriend cut his hair. And we always just dealing with this ego back and forth. So how do y'all deal with, you know, the relationship of co-parenting? What advice y'all got? Or how do y'all deal with those relationships?
Just don't deal with it. Just, he getting his hair cut. If you don't want him to cut his hair, find another barber.
Period.
Fuck him, girl. What the hell you mad because somebody cutting my son's hair? It's for the free. You should be, you know what I'm saying?
That's
for the free, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, hell no. Yeah, it's in the house.
Just, he'll be okay. Just be like, oh, I mean, all he could do is have an attitude. He'll be over it by the morning.
Thanks, I'm going to say start trying to communicate first, because I feel like communication is the key. And then if he just being a bitch-ass nigga and he not trying to be on the same page as you because you got another nigga and he just on some bullshit, then you say fuck him. But I say communication, because y'all got a child together. You got to deal with that person for the rest of their life. And it should be easy and smooth, and y'all should be able to make a decision because it's a child involved. But sometimes niggas be, they be focused on what your pussy doing and not what the kid doing. So
hello. All right, thanks, y'all.
Yeah.
Ladies, how we doing?
Good. How you doing?
Congratulations again, Carisha, please, on your live show.
Thank you.
Ari, now that you've done reality TV, do you see yourself doing scripted TV now? Do you see that in your future?
Scripted TV.
She never did scripted TV.
No, I said now that she's done reality TV, does she see herself moving into scripted TV?
What, like doing movies?
Yeah, like doing movies,
yes,
TV
I'm
shows.
Yes, I'm really interested in that.
Okay.
I actually had an opportunity, but I was moving in the middle of moving from to a different city, so I couldn't do it. It was like I had to move like tragically, so I couldn't do it. But I'm definitely interested. So if you got a role. Yeah, call.
I'm going to hit your line.
Okay.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I love y'all so much. So my question is, well, are you say you're not ducking smoke, right? You're not.
Oh, I like you. I like you.
Okay, so my question is, on Twitter and stuff, you had, like, stuff to say about Herbo's girlfriend. And I just want to know... How do you deal with her and, like, the part about her hitting on your son?
How do I deal with
her? Yeah.
So, wait. That's two questions.
Oh, sorry.
So, one at a time, baby. So, how do I deal with her? I don't deal with her.
As you shouldn't.
How did I deal with her hitting my son? Mm-hmm. She didn't hit my son. She did something else. But I haven't seen her.
Mm-hmm. As you shouldn't. Fuck them. All right, I love y'all.
I love you.
Congratulations, Carisha and Ari.
Okay, hold on.
What?
Bitch, it's shot o'clock. I don't know.
That's why I'm not fucking with no Deleon.
Take them shots. So this is questions for both of y'all. So I'm personally on my path to becoming a social media influencer, and I had a couple of videos, you know, like do really good. And I had negative comments, and I see the positive comments, but the negative comments, I'm like, I want to delete the video. So how do you both deal with negative comments on social media?
Sometimes, I've learned to ignore it, but sometimes...
Ari like, just calling her broke. She be like, shut your broke ass up.
But sometimes, like, if I'm laying in my bed and I got a little time on my hand, bitch, what's up, ho? Like, say something back. Don't let nobody hold you. Like, you know, people be feeling like, and you look like you a real soft-spoken, sweet girl, too.
Oh, thank you.
You really need to be on there like, uh-uh. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody play with you. But I don't think that, it don't really bother me like that. But if I do got a little time on my hands, I'm not going to lie. Like, this morning, I was on Twitter going in on the hoe.
Oh, real no, I'm about bad. To go on Twitter like, and see.
Baby. But I think that you just got to have real tough skin to do, like, the whole internet thing. Because the internet, people, it'll really break you down. And if you don't have tough skin, I really don't think that you should even engage in, like, doing YouTube and stuff like that. Because you're going to get negative feedback all the time, no matter what you do. So build some toughness up about yourself or just don't do it. Because it comes with a lot of negativity. So...
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I feel like you got to just say, upload your bar of soap. You know, them bitches be having like a little bar of soap. They could barely paste their ass. They'll be having no tissue. But back to what? No gas money, no shit. No house, no room, bitch. Okay. All they got is some Wi-Fi. But I just feel like.
You're going down.
I just feel like. They're going to talk about you whether you're doing good or bad. You could donate $1 million. They're going to be like, God damn, just a million.
Okay.
So you could give back. They're going to be like, all you gave was bikes. So I just feel like you got to just block that out. You know, they talk about Beyonce. They talk about God. You can't please nobody. I can give you my last life. Damn, bitch, that's all you got. Bitch, that's all I had left. So I feel like once you get past that stage of just knowing that you can't make the world happy and, you know, it's just always going to be something you will learn to just say, fuck you, dirty ass bitch.
Exactly.
So it's time for my smoke. I'm going to get straight to it. You know I like to get straight to the point. Ari, is the ass real?
Yes.
Is the ass real? Is it shots? Is it transfer? What is it? Because the people want to know. They want to know is the ass real.
It's shots, y'all. I'm just playing. No. No, my ass is real. Mm-hmm. So if you pay it, well, a lot of people like from a long time ago, if you've been following me, I always had like a little cute little booty. And when I got pregnant, my ass just exploded. So like even now, like when I lose weight, it goes away. Like my booty go away. Like I've had lipo. I had lipo on my arms, my stomach, my chin.
But the ass is real and it's
but
soft.
But the ass is here and it's real and it's soft. And you say, what, baby? Huh?
He said, get up and let us see.
Let a girl got to ask me, not a man.
You know how I know that ass weird? Because it moved like water. That ass right there, nobody ass moved like that ass already.
It's a playground.
It's a what?
A playground.
I want to go on the slide.
Come on.
Okay, so the ass is real. You did lipo. So do her
I got my titties done 4 times. Yes, let's just get it out the way.
And ain't nothing wrong with it, because guess what? If you don't like it, fix it. What happened?
Hello?
The nigga's still gonna
do that one.
Okay.
Okay, I want to ask a man in a stand something. Can a man stand up? Okay, you right there. What's your name? Who? Zamari. Where you from? New York. Ooh. 914. Okay, what part of New York you from? Okay, you got to give me like Harlem, Brooklyn. Okay, I don't know what that said.
Yeah, I don't know what that said.
Okay, Westchester. So, do you want to... Would you prefer a BBL or natural? Sit down. Sit your ass down. Okay, right there. Okay, right here. Yeah, what's your name? Okay, Big Mike. Where you from? Where you from, Big Mike? Okay, Southside, huh? Okay, you like BBL or natural? Natural? Okay, I want you to sit down, too. Thank you. Now I'm playing.
Let me take me a little sip.
Yeah, take you a little sip, because this next question is crucial. So I said, you know, with all the ass, it's hard to pass on you. How is it co-parenting with her? We still be trying to fuck you? Because I'm quite sure when he drive your son off, he be like, damn, look at that ass. Damn, that's that ass. That ass sitting, face sitting, titty sitting. It's like, how is the co-parenting for real? And do he still be trying to fuck you? I got two questions.
Okay, so one at a time.
Okay. Do he still be trying to fuck you?
He says things.
Why I feel like I'm on Mario Jerry Springer.
But we're never in a setting where he can be like, yeah, let me, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't never.
So what you be saying? What's your response?
I think it's a joke. Like, I don't even take him serious. Like, sometimes, you know, if you overdo it, it's like, okay, stop. You doing too much. Like, you know, I got a nigga. Like, that's, you know, but.
Respect me.
I don't take him serious like that. So it's just be like, boy.
Yeah. Boy, move.
Watch out. Excuse me. Thank you.
So how's the co-parenting with him?
Co-parenting is cool. Sometimes I gotta, like, you know, you have your days, but co-parenting is cool. Like, we don't really get into it too much. We leave it strictly for me. It's about my son. You know, like, it's never too much, like, in my business or extra. You know, it's just like, what's up? This what's going on? It's cool. Like, I don't really have no need to be in tour with you, or I think them days is like gone. It was bad. Mm-hmm. They gone.
So your son had a party in Atlanta. It was uphill. I think it was like a superhero party. I'm not if I
this year.
No, it's like that year. He had a big party here, and Tyena came. It was her. Y'all took
picture. That was like.
And I was like, okay, I love that.
Yeah.
But you don't like her. Why you don't like her?
I don't not like her. I don't have any feeling for her at all. Like, it's just nothing. Like, it's just blank. But, damn. Shouldn't have drunk that.
You want to take another shot?
Like, I don't even really want to give her too much, but she is the type of woman who, like, she do throw rocks in her hands. And I'm not the type to, like, I'm not going to go and post them. Wild ass shit that
okay,
she
okay, so why you say that? What is it that you got on her? You told her you got 5 minutes to take this post down.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to post on all that ass.
Yeah.
What is it? Because I want to know.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, but I can't tell everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, give it.
No, y'all, for real. Because if I say it, it's gonna be like that. I can't come back from that.
Okay.
And it's like it's gonna make it look like, why would you go and say some shit like
okay,
that?
Okay, so let me ask you a serious question. Because I of course, I deal with a nigga that got kids, and I never do. Well, I'm doing it right now. I was just saying I never do it again, but
careful with your words.
You gotta be. You gotta find you a mature man.
Exactly.
I feel like sometimes. I feel like sometimes if you did a nigga, they like to keep things separate and they play a lot of games. So do you feel like her is the one to blame or is solely her? Because for real, sometimes it could be a man. They be the ones that, they are the ones that are supposed to make the situation comfortable.
Right.
Because they the ones that are supposed to introduce it. Y'all got to chill together. Y'all don't, you don't even have to deal with her. So is it one of the things where he made it uncomfortable or is her?
It's her. Like he ain't with the drama. Like he ain't never been with the drama. Like he's always been like, y'all ain't gotta talk. You know what I'm saying? Like I had a sit down with her and we talked for like an hour, like at a restaurant, like real two grown adults. Mm-hmm. And it's not him. Like it's not him. I promise it to God. I hate to give it to him. It's not him though. It's not.
So, do you feel like it's something that can be fixed? Just being that, yeah, you know, that's his girlfriend. They together, they live together, and now they got two kids together, and y'all kids is siblings. Do you feel like it's a situation where it's like, okay, we gotta really make this right for the kids?
No. Like, I don't have a problem with my son going over there. I just think that we should just, like, we can coexist without being friends or being, she's just a different type of woman than me. That's all. Like, we just don't see eye to eye on just who we are, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm, like, her son, he was just at my house. Like, it's not a problem. When it comes to the children, that's always going to be that. I would never tell my son or his dad, like, oh, no, he can't go over there because I don't like her. I never been like that, ever, never, even since day one. Like, of course, in the beginning, I didn't want my son to be around another woman. He's a fucking infant. But, like, now I don't have a problem with the kids going together, you know, being around each other, even, like, birthday parties or whatever. Like, the kids are always welcome. Mm-hmm. But I don't really feel like me and her should be, like, besties or, you know, like, but I do feel like we should have each other's contact if something ever happened. You know, if you got my kid, I got your kid, whatever it is, you know, like.
Right, you say she had you blocked, so why she blocked you?
I don't know, girl. I promised the guy she had my son, and I'm like, I call, and they like, oh, she gone. I mean, my baby was gone. I'm like, okay, let me call her then. She told them that she don't, I mean, I can't have her contact, I can't have her number. She wasn't unblocking me or whatever. Then I lost my shit because why? I'm just trying to call and check on my son. I was calling his dad to check on him. So it's like, and this nigga talking about he done left and went out of town. You ain't told me nothing.
You was dead ass wrong for that one.
Why?
No, I said her was wrong for that.
Oh, yeah. You don't leave your... If you're going to leave my child in somebody else's care, just tell me. Because it's not a problem. Right. He can be over there, like, whatever. But don't just blindsidedly just do that. And then if it's going to be that, have some respect. Let me be able to call my son on your phone. My son is a kid. He's not carrying no big-ass iPad around everywhere he go. So I should have an adult contact to call and check on my child. And you said no. And that made me furious. Mm-hmm.
So this was like, I did a tweet, like, what y'all want me to ask Ari? Everybody wanted me to ask you this. So it was like, your son, you was on live, and your son said, Mommy, why you don't like Taina? But it was to your defense that he said that Taina was being mean or something to him. So what was that about?
They told my baby, they told my baby the day that when I was, like, flipped out and posted the girl number, they told him, like, that I don't like her. Why would you tell my child that? And he called me on the phone like, I'm okay, Mommy, I'm okay. And it's just like when he got back to the house. And it's like, why you over there telling my 5-year-old anything? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she don't want, you can't come outside with me. Or, you know, you don't tell no kid that. Yeah. So that's where he got that from. He didn't get it from me. They like, oh, you at home talking, putting your kid in. I'm not even the one who told him that. I don't even speak down on that woman to my child. I would never do that.
Because when I read the comments, they was flipping it on you. Like, you the one that's putting it in his head that you don't like Taina and you the bitter baby mama.
Yeah.
So what you got to say to that?
Fuck them.
Okay, period.
Fuck them. But I didn't tell him that. They told him that. And it's like, why would you tell my child that?
Yeah, no. Kids should be off limits. They should be in a room playing, not know what's going on in adult life. So I got a question for you. It's about your nigga.
My nigga?
Okay. Yeah. So he got a baby mama.
He has five.
Okay, five. One of them, I don't know if it's whatever the situation is, but Miss Juicy or Juicy, she ain't like she going with him. Then she don't. She made a song, "Fuck My Baby Daddy." Like, is Mario still sliding that way, or is
no?
Girl. Well, they say at one time, but he was a pimp and he was pimping her. Is he really a
Carisha?
Pimp? That's what the people said. They say he was pimping her. He was a pimp.
Carisha? They said what? Girl, I don't know about that.
That Mario was pimping the girl. She had to bring the money.
I don't know.
They said take another shot. Bartender.
Bartender. Carisha, I don't know about that. I don't know. You're going down.
You're going down.
Y'all, by the end of this, I'm going to be picking my teeth up off the floor.
No, you not. Because they telling me I got to wrap it up. I don't want none of my time. So we all get into a little fun, a little this or that. They cut my smoke short. That's fucked up. Are you a creamer or are you a squirter? Do you cream or do you squirt?
I could do both.
Ooh.
But I don't really like to squirt because it's messy. And I feel like in my head it'd be like, is that pee a little bit? And it's like, I don't know, you know. But, yeah, I could. But I only really squirt if I use my rose and getting fucked at the same time.
Okay, you're a little spicy, mommy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Missionary or doggy style? I'm going to answer Ari, not y'all.
It depends on my mood. Like, if I'm, like, I want to be, like, real intimate and just, like, you know, if I'm feeling like, I love you, like, get in between my legs, I'm going to do missionary. I want to kiss, but if I'm like on that Deleon,
hello,
turn around,
bop,
let's get
bop
to it.
It's getting too loud.
Okay, it gets too loud.
Boom, boom.
So it's like both, but it's more because I do it a lot, like in the morning too. So it's really from the back. From
are
that
you
side.
Like morning sex?
Yeah, I like all day sex.
Ooh.
But morning is just like, you know, it gets
it be
me out
too
of
early, Ari, for real. The sun out is. I just woke up. I'm kind of hungry. Like, for real, boy, go ahead.
No, like, yeah, you ain't. Y'all ain't. Ain't no morning breath exchange or nothing. You to the side, your leg up.
Yeah, it do. We to the side.
Yeah, leg up a little bit.
Yeah, cause they do wake up on hard, huh?
Yes. You know when they be hard, it's like, ooh, you touch it a little bit.
Good morning, baby.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
It's just in the morning. I be like, I don't really like to give head, cause it's like if I slept too hard. That morning breath, like, I don't want to be sucking in morning
it
breath.
It just smell like breath.
Mm-mm. You know? You know, if I have a cute night.
Do you spit or swallow?
I swallow.
Ooh, for real? Mm-hmm. How many kids?
All of them. All of them.
Okay, so last one. Athletes or rappers?
Carisha, I have to say a rapper. It doesn't matter. Rapper, DeMario White, Moneybagg Yo, that's it. I don't know nothing about that.
All right, I'm just saying. Because we done been around the world. Yeah.
Carisha, please.
I'm just saying. I'll ask everybody that. Rapper, athlete. You know the athletes be a little lame. Like
they said, I heard.
Athletes be lame, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
Uh-huh.
Then I heard like they be a little stingy.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Depending on the athlete.
Depending on the contract.
Depending on the contract.
Ah!
You know, I feel like the NFL is like, it kind of stands for like not for long. They don't really last that long in the NFL. The NBA, I heard they be, you know,
they be
longevity.
Going there. Okay, yeah, they
that's just what I heard.
Cause you know they money guaranteed. If you in the NFL, you get hurt. That's your ass.
It's over.
When you in the NBA, you might could get a little. You still, you know, your contract still valid.
Exactly.
You still sanctioned. That's why you gotta go for the NBA.
That's how you gotta get a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know nothing. I'm just talking. I'm just LOL.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Just, I'm just speaking from my homegirls. I'm just speaking from my homegirls. That's what I'm saying. My friends be fucking with everybody. I'm like, y'all gotta chill. They athlete, rapper. I'm...
All right, so we gonna play Rich Roulette. We gotta get it to. Pick a card or read them a song. We can play together.
Okay.
Stop trying to wrap me up. Diddy, tell them to extend my time.
You ready?
Because my man is the... I'm just playing.
Okay, talking about because my man on all this.
Yeah, Bay Carlisle.
Diddy.
And bring some fans next time on Beyonce treatment.
Okay, take a shot if you lick Gucci's or if you like your Gucci 8. Yes, lick it, slob, bony, whatever. Yeah, you lick the Gucci? Carisha.
I do the whole thing.
The ass too?
Bitch, I might just swallow it.
The ass?
Oh, not the ass. Niggas ass be hairy. I don't do ass. No.
You ain't never ate no ass?
Mm-mm.
So you got to take a shot. You said you licked the Gucci.
Okay, yeah. You ate ass?
No.
Because you were a little freaky.
One day, I had thought about it, though. But I didn't do it. But I did think about it.
Don't you did it. You look like you did it.
You did it. You did it, bitch.
No, I didn't. I was saying. Yeah. Bitch, I said everything
you gonna
else.
Try
I will put it on the floor.
You going to try it?
Yeah, I'm 29. I'm getting my 30s. They say you dirty 30. You get a little grown.
Oh, so you going to try it?
No. I don't want to eat no ass.
I'm going to ask you when you're 30.
Okay.
Take a shot if your nigga got a... Take a shot if your nigga got a little dick or if you the nigga with a little dick. My nigga ain't got no little dick.
And my nigga is fully grown. And a condom.
All these kids these motherfuckers got.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Take a shot if you like a thumb in the butt when getting hit from the back or like putting your thumb in your partner's butt when getting hit from the back. You drinking all night in this motherfucker.
I finished it. So y'all be thinking, I'm talking to all the men in here. Y'all be sticking y'all thumbs to ass and do y'all smell it after? It depends. So what if the ass musty? What you do? You keep... Okay.
Y'all be fronting y'all shit.
Because one thing about y'all niggas, I don't care. Y'all be keep going.
Take a shot if you believe in polygamy. Ooh, I knew it.
Give me a devil shot.
See, I could do a little threesome or something, but I don't really...
Oh, that was my question. Threesome. You said you had like 20 threesomes. You and Money Baby doing threesomes?
Yes.
It'd be fun.
It'd be real fun.
How many y'all done did? Y'all ever did it with somebody famous?
Yeah.
Ooh. Who?
Somebody you know, too. Two of them.
Ooh. What's the category? They're actor, artist?
One actor and one artist.
Ooh, what their name start with?
I'm not. No.
Give us a hint, got it.
If I tell them, the rest of them gonna be like, "Oh no, she was telling."
Damn, see, the last time I told my piece, that went viral. I'm gonna just be quiet. I was gonna tell
go
my story.
I
get a little jealous. I tried to fight in the middle of mine.
Wait, what? You did? You tried to fight?
I got a little jealous. Bitch, hell no, I'm
ooh. Oh no! Somebody, you doing that a little too good, bitch.
I was like, bitch, shut up. What's going on?
No, you didn't, Carisha.
Go, come put on your pants, baby. Let's go.
Oh, you did it like that.
I'm
y'all gotta do it start together. That's how you get you. That's how you gotta. When you doing a threesome, you and a girl start, right?
I love girls.
Right. And then, okay, now the nigga, you know, his dick hard because he didn't watch y'all.
So then what we do next?
Both of y'all go over there and start
together?
On him at the same time. Yeah.
Bitch, your mouth ain't wetter than mine. You got me fucked up. Cause now I think you trying to claim my spot, and I'm gonna go to war about as man.
You know your power.
So
you
now
you
battling. I ain't got time to be battling in the bedroom, my man, baby. Go ahead.
Take a shot if you ever fucked before the money and never got it.
Never, bitch.
Ooh, bitch, I ain't leaving. Bitch, I'm gonna leave with your car.
If I leave, something coming with me in this motherfucker. Take a shot if a bitch has ever came to you as a woman, or if a nigga ever came to you about
her. Erica, you did, girl. I don't care.
When a bitch comes to you as a woman, now I'm staying with him because you playing.
No, she can't even. I said, girl, what you want me to do? She said, I thought you was better than that. I said, who, me? Bitch, you was good. I thought, you know what I mean? Carisha Brown. Bitch, you good. Bitch, you better Google me. Bitch, I go with both of y'all.
Don't come to me as a woman. Leave me alone. Take a shot if you ever hit. Oh, girl. Take a shot if you ever had BV or if you ever got some BV pussy. Yeah, that. I ain't touching my cup. Regardless. Next. Take a shot if you willing to get shitted on for some money. I was just
talking
about
ain't never
about
been
this.
That serious. You know, it was one
how
thing.
How much money?
You getting shit on?
Hey, how much money?
Girl, you
Carisha,
not.
Carisha, be quiet. If a nigga come up to you, right?
I'm not shit. He maybe pee, but shit. Not shit. And I'm not letting no nigga shit on me.
He
shit.
Tell you, I give
Army.
You.
A nigga far around me and I be. You, boy, why the fuck would you do that?
If a nigga, for the right price.
What's the price?
Hey. Two sign. So uh-uh. You give me, you said don't give me $750,000. About where exactly do you want to shit at? No
uh-uh.
Shit for you.
Probably
you better wipe that
shit
off and suck it up. No, okay. Take a shot if you steal a sneaky link with your baby daddy or your BM.
Next question.
Shit,
what y'all looking at me for? Everybody talking, we should take a shot. Look at me. Hell nah, take a shot.
Take a shot if you swipe. Scamming asshole.
I might steal, but I'm scared to swipe. You be like, what's your social, bitch? I don't know.
I dare you to log into your bank account and show your balance or take 3 shots.
We ain't got our phones.
We don't. Damn. We don't got our phones, but I would show Carisha, but I wouldn't show y'all.
I'll show y'all my check-ins because it's probably like a light little 10,000, 15. I put myself on a budget so
I know
can
that's
spend
right.
responsibly.
My
so.
Girl responsible.
Yeah, I'll be trying to be responsible. I'm a mother.
Okay. Take a shot if you ever put your finger in a nigga ass and he liked it.
I want to try that, but I don't know how to do it.
No.
I heard you got to open the ass and just say, pop. My nails be too long and then I got like coffee, so I'm going to be scared if I stick it in there. He could be like, ah!
You want to stick your finger in
I do.
Ass?
I heard it make them, my auntie told me that. She was like, Chris, you got to stick your finger in that nigga ass.
For real?
But my nails too sharp, see?
So, you going to try it?
When I take my nails off, my nails always do.
Tongue kiss the closest person next to you or take 2 shots. You ready?
What?
Okay, we gonna kiss.
I might get wet. Not the softness. Okay, y'all. That's enough for Carisha, please. Okay. I'm trying to take Ari to the back.
So, okay, we had enough. We finna go to the back.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out and supporting me. Thank you, Ari. And that's a wrap on Carisha, please.
Bye, y'all.
Turn it up.
God, when I'm with you, I swear to God. passion living inside of you. Boy, you make it easy and I admire you. I can never see my life outside of you. Even though I'm broken, got me feeling strong. Everything that's spoken doesn't need a song. I only wanna be the one to get along. I admire you. Naturally, I do adore you. With the measure of a woman, I'm here to restore you. I love you like a mother loves her only son. Above, you know I can't pretend. I'll be your lioness. I'll post up in your den.
Something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.